You're listening to Drumming for Justice with Flood the Drummer.
Hello, everybody. I'm Flood the Drummer, and thanks for making time to listen to Drumming for Justice. It's Tuesday, June 12th, and today marks 5 years since the Philadelphia Historical Commission voted unanimously to designate Weckaco Playground and the Queen Village section of the city as historic. The commission did so because it learned via an archaeological investigation that the playground sat atop the old Bethel Burial Ground, a plot of land purchased by Reverend Richard Allen in the early 1800s as a space to bury deceased African Americans, all of whom weren't allowed to be buried next to whites. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney today officially announced plans to develop a Bethel Burial Ground historic site memorial. To do so, however, the city will demolish a heavily used two-room community center, which exists a stone throws away from swing sets and sliding boards. Mr. David O'Donnell lives in the neighborhood and for years was a part of the Queen Village Civic Association that met at the center. He's disappointed by the city's decision.
I was hoping there'd be a compromise. We have plenty of room here for a great memorial.
Okay.
This building serves the entire community, all races, all economic levels.
Mm-hmm.
To destroy it, where will we go?
At the playground this morning, as our city residents awaited the mayor, I spoke to Philadelphia Managing Director Michael DeBerardinez, who applauded the process the city went through before arriving at demolition. Mr. DeBerardinez said that though they couldn't speak to everyone, they did seek insight and opinions from elected officials in the area, as well as several leaders of neighborhood groups. The memorial to honor the 3,000 to 5,000 individuals interred at the site simply can't be achieved with the community center remaining untouched, he said.
The building sits on top of it, so yeah. I think...
Where is that? It's directly where the ground is.
Yeah, trying to do the right thing here for the memorializing the burial ground, we necessarily had to take the building down.
Okay.
But I think there's a pledge from us and this administration and the councilman that represents this district to work with the neighborhood to reestablish a facility of this type in a nearby site.
The Queen Village Neighborhoods Association voted last month to shutter the meeting hall, and Mr. DeBerardinez today told me there's a couple of facilities nearby that would support the program interests of the neighborhood, and the city will work to relocate those who were displaced. Attorney Michael Court was among those who attended today's announcement. He's advocated for memorialization since historian Terry Buckaloo 5 years ago discovered the burial ground, and today he was overjoyed.
You know, it's interesting because I refer to myself as the angriest black man in America. Today, I'm not angry, but only today. Only
okay.
Today. And why? The reason is this. I'm part of a group called ATTAC, A-T-A-C, Avenging the Ancestors Coalition. And when we say avenge, people confuse avenge with revenge.
Mm.
Revenge means to do to you what you did to me. We're not talking about that. Avenge means to look out and get justice for the victims.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just here to get justice. What's justice? It's beginning with this, where the truth is told.
Why'd you use the word victims?
Great question, because black folks, Africans, have been victims of America's war since 1619. The war against black people, the war against free labor, the war against black men, black women, black children. So we've been victims of that war, and for good or for bad, I'd say for bad, we never fired back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not encouraging now that we victimize them like they victimize us, but I do say we get justice. And what's the first step of justice? Truth is the first step toward justice. So first we got to acknowledge this is not just a playground.
Mm.
It's much bigger than that. Let me put it this way. It's not just a playground. It's much deeper than that. When I say deeper, where we're standing, just a couple feet, in fact, there's the outline.
Mm-hmm.
This whole area was Bethel Burial Ground, but the entire area wasn't used as a cemetery.
Mm.
Most for it, some of it not. So where these white lines are, that's exactly where the cemetery is. And it's really, I'm glad they put it there, because this building here has a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom has a urinal. The urinal is directly above the graves.
Mm.
People were literally pissing on our ancestors' graves. And that's just telling. So the first step in this process is to do what we did today. The mayor's official commission to announce that we're going to memorialize the site. The second thing is to knock this building down. The third thing is the big thing. That's where we get the community together to decide, okay, now we acknowledge it. Now we knock the building down. What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a museum? Is it going to be a memorial? Is it going to be a market? marker, what's it going to be? And that's why the communities has come in.
The mayor has put aside over $100,000 for the memorial, and even though that doesn't sound like enough, there's no current estimate as to what the memorial would even cost. Mr. DiBerardina said the cost of the memorial will depend upon the design, which will be thought up by neighbors, activists, and members of Mother Bethel AME Church. That's the story. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, I'm Flood the Drummer, and I'm drumming for justice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.